Usually, the only signs of life after 10 p.m. are the flash of headlights on my bedroom wall on the nights that my neighbor, Mrs. Bass, hosts her Shakespeare Society meeting. I live alone, and I'm generally asleep by 10:30. But even so, when I heard the knock, my heartbeat didn't quicken. My palms did not sweat. At some level, underneath conscious thought, a place down in my cells where, the scientists tell us, memories reside, I'd been waiting years for that knock. I pulled open the door and felt my breath catch in my chest. There was my old best friend, Valerie Adler, whom I hadn't seen since high school ended. Valerie, with her heart-shaped face and Cupid's bow lips and lashes heavy and dark as moth's wings. She stood there with her hands clasped at her waist as if in prayer. There was something dark staining the sleeve of her trench coat. For a minute, we stood staring at each other, and the thought that rose to my mind had the warmth of sunshine and the sweet density of honey. My friend, I thought, my friend has come back to me. It was Val who spoke first. "Addie," she said. Her teeth were gleaming, perfect and even. Her voice was the same as I remembered, a husky, "I've got a secret" kind of voice that she currently deploys.